Felipe Ravara, Director of Agribusiness at Caixa Geral de Depósito, to share with us some information about the credit application received by CGD in connection with the financial instrument. So, Felipe, over to you. Hello, good morning.
And thank the organization, the invitation extended to Caixa Geral de Depósito to share its experience in placing this EAFDR, which in the case of Caixa is the Caixa Agriagro. So Caixa is present across the national territory. It has a strategy for agribusiness with a specialized office, which analyzes these operations and accompanies the commercial network to see the eligibility criteria. And the risk criteria, the risk departments has specialized staff with basic training in agricultural engineering to closely follow this business. Bear in mind, and this has been, we see this in the demand for this line, that Portugal is a mosaic, rather complex and diverse mosaic in terms of agro-environmental factors and also demography and land holdings. So typically, it's a country that is warmer and drier south, in the Alentejo, in the Algarve, and in Beira Interior, and then it's more humid and cooler in the northern regions. It has also a demographic concentration much higher in the north of the country than in the south. And finally, it has the land holdings dimension. The average dimension is much larger in the south than in the north. In the south, we have a strong dynamic around the demand for large public irrigation schemes. And in the north, the demand is much more diversified for smaller projects in different sectors. So we have to bear in mind these features. And I'd like to show you the first slide to give you an idea of the demand we've had for this line, to which we have been meeting after carefully scrutinizing the projects and their viability and their level of risk. So what we see is that we have a strong concentration of the credit demand between 25 and 500,000 euros, with smaller projects in the north and larger projects in the south. In sectorial terms, it's interesting to see that there is major difference. There are major differences. In the north, we have projects for livestock production in poultry, both intensive and extensive. The farm chicken and egg-laying hens in open-air settings, and the modernization of dairies. Other than that, and this has to do with the cooler climate, investments in fresh fruit and berries in the north. Although the largest concentration of berry production is in the Alentejo, the coastline of the Alentejo, the demand we felt comes essentially from the north of the country for berries. In the south, what we've seen more of, together with the large public and private irrigation land projects, we have basically financing for olive groves and oil producing facilities, dry fruit, where there are major investments are being made in Portugal and internationally too, in agricultural and agribusiness terms, fresh fruit, and then vegetables in greenhouses. There's also relatively strong demand for vineyards and wine production, which is more diversified, more homogeneous rather, between the two regions. Looking at in more detail at the distribution of credit demands in terms of the dimension of the funding sector by sector, what do we see? Well, we see that in livestock production, the projects are concentrated mainly between 25,000 and 500,000 euros. The larger projects are associated with setting up greenfields for production units in the poultries. As we go down, we see that there's an ever-growing investment in modernizing dairies with the making milking automatic, investing in animal welfare, and so on and so forth. In berries, we see that there's a strong concentration in a small number of projects in the north of the country. Then we have other projects that are typically associated to the north of the country, where the land holdings are smaller, and often there's different productions in the same holding, small scale. So we have small investments. In dried fruits, we have larger investments, some diversity between modernization projects for facilities and equipment, agricultural or agri food projects, and then larger projects, greenfield to plant orchards. This happens more in the south of the country. Fresh fruit, we have very small projects for modernization of orchards or facilities or setting up small orchards in the north. And typically larger projects, greenfield, more concentrated in the southern Portugal. Cereals, we have different grains like maize and we also have irrigated maize and other dry cereals. They are concentrated between 100,000 and 250,000 euros investments for the purchase of machinery, modernization of irrigation systems, and similar investments. Then we have some investments in herbs and spices and seasonings, less traditional cultures, crops, between 100 and 500,000 euros. So some dimension, they're not the smallest ones. Then we have olive groves, small investments, because most of the olive groves, there are exceptions, but the demand we've had on this line is essentially for investment of modernization of already existing olive groves. The irrigation olive growth is a mature culture in Portugal. We don't have many new greenfield investments as we have, for example, in dried fruit for almond, nuts, and pistachio. But basically, these are investments to modernize the olive groves and the presses. Then we have ornamentals, small investments in modernizing and purchasing greenhouses. Vineyards are quite diversified, and then we have a large concentration of demand of the line for projects of between 25,000 and 500,000 euros. In terms of distribution of credits in the three measures, 313 Young Farmers, 323 Agriculture, and 333 the marketing, processing and marketing, we see that we have a concentration of demand in measures 313, rather 323, 313. Young farmers. Curiously, a lot of the young farmers appear in the north of the country, and some oftentimes we have young farmers who have worked, who have immigrated for years. They are qualified young people. They have degrees in engineering and technology. They've worked abroad for a number of years. They come from farming families, families that have tradition in agriculture. They come back to Portugal, and they want to carry out projects with commercial objectives, supplying technology, using precision technology and genetics and using mechanization and using advanced IT solutions, which will lead to allow precision agriculture with greater efficiency in the use of resources and a greater sustainability. We see a percentage of young farmers versus not young farmers, as I was saying, exceeds, it's greater in the north than in the south of the country. In the south, we have more investments in facilities, already existing facilities, modernization, fitting the facilities. We have 20% of the applications in the south from young farmers. We have 49% in the north, but we also have 20% in the south. As to the applications, credit applications, in Measure 333, processing and marketing of agricultural products, we see that there is a greater demand in the south compared to the north in terms of volume of applications. But we have a greater weight in value in the north compared to the south. And this is due to the fact that in the north, investments in processing and transformation of agricultural products are associated to greenfield investments, poultry, fresh fruit, and warehouses for fresh fruit. Cold storage and commercialization of products. Whereas in the south, once again, these investments appear more often in holdings that already exist, where modernization investments are being made in units to process and commercialize dried fruits and wine production. What's the feedback that we get on the effectiveness and the shortcomings of this line? Typically, this line is suited to the sector in terms of deadlines and grace periods and flexibility of the reimbursements of the loans. It allows us to be competitive with a lower pricing. The line requires a reduction of pricing so that the value of the collateral, which is null, can be reflected on the price of the operation for the final client. It requires a reduction of collaterals. We have obligations of reducing collateral, so the at-risk companies that have a satisfactory risk, the 70% of the funding has to be reflected in the reduction of the real guarantees that are required for operations with lower periods of time. We do not require any real guarantees. an advantage, a key advantage, is that reduction of the risk to the bank because of the guarantee makes the approvals easier to grant. And this has been very obvious. Where do we find the bigger problems? As my colleague from Santander said, we have a greater complexity of the awarding of credit. We are supporting the network, but from what we see, the commercial sales force find it very difficult to organize the cases of the credit cases, and this requires time, and this has meant that many people have given up and feel frustrated, which is not good. There's also complexity in the reporting. This also means that, that there's some resistance to placing the line on the market. And then there are some issues that I've been discussing with Rita Bagadish, who's the head of the managing authority of the PDR, which is the limitations in the sequence we can contract the line by entrepreneurs who have already had access to the non-payable subsidies, but not the other way around. There are investors who want to resort to the line first and then go and apply for the aids, which do not have to be repaid. And there's no obvious solution to this. We've spoken about this. The solutions we found are not in line with the regulation to this PDR program. So this is something that is to be desirable. The more flexibility we could introduce, the better. Working with PDR is really important, however, because we know that these are projects that are usually have long timelines. Some entrepreneurs do not have their own capital, especially the lessees and the young farmers find it difficult to find the proper own capital that they need in order to carry out the investment when there's no non-reimbursable grants. This line requires, the banks require either PDR or a component of own capital. And so the greatest complementarity we can achieve, the better. We have this line, just to wind up. Portugal has the agribusiness in Portugal has two critical missions that it must fulfill in order to grow sustainably. Rather three. The first one is the concentration of offer. We have to have the productive units should become larger, either by themselves or by coming together in mutualities, because that is crucial for their survival. The second is that they have to be able to add more value to the final products in order to become competitive in the national and international markets. And the third is that the investment in the capacity building and the transition of generations is another determining factor. And this line is fully aligned with these three vectors, but it must be made more flexible and so that it can really give a positive contribution in these three dimensions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Felipe.